and the importance of Salah in the life of a believer. And as we have been making mudhakara, that we hear over and over again, the life of a believer is kalima namaz. Get your kalima cheek, learn your salah correctly, yaqeen and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and salah. First thing to be reckoned on the day of qiyamah will be salah, and how a person fared in regards to his salah. If we have qaza'i umri, as we call it qaza'i umri, so we'll have to calculate them and cover them up. This is a debt upon us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say something small. When a person has a debt qarz, then it's a serious issue. When it comes to salah also, which we have missed all in our past, then we have to cover them up. We have to calculate them, and now is the right time. The month of Ramadan, calculate them, see what's the maximum I've missed. Ask ulama ikram, how do I calculate them? How do I start covering them up? Alhamdulillah, we have many, many satis and brothers over the years that have covered up many years of qada, 10 years, 20 years. They've covered up, alhamdulillah. Many brothers also had kafara to keep 2 months consecutively because they broke some fast in the month of Ramadan. They kept that also. Because the fikr and concern is there, going to the qabr, how am I going to fare? There is no turning back, there is no backstop, there is no speed dial, somebody will help me out. I'm alone in the qabr, I have to answer now. So this is the time for me, that now we are in i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, to make that effort to sit down, make hisab kitab. So in regards to the virtues of salah, the value of 2 rakats of nafil salah. Especially now in the month of Ramadan, we should be greedy, that we don't miss any nafil, any sunnah. Because the reward in the month of Ramadan, as we hear over and over again, that one nafil will get the reward of one farz. And the reward of one farz is equal to 70 faraiz. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is prepared to give so much in the month of Ramadan, and once the moon is sighted, the reward is gone. As much as we can, especially now in the month of Ramadan, we have Awabin Salah, we have Salatul Ishraq, then we have Salatul Duha in the morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, we carry Salatul Duha. Then after Zuhr Salah, we put Nafil over there. Before Asr, we got 4 rakats over there, special rahmat of Allah upon the person who performs 4 rakats before. Salatul Asr, Salatul Wabin. Then when it comes to Isha, there we have a choice before the Farz, 2 rakats, 4 rakats. And then the full 17 rakats of Isha. This our Honorable Shaykh says also, that we learnt in Waqt al-Madrasa, the whole jadwal, the whole timetable was there, the whole naqsha, how many rakats in namaz, we learnt it also. The Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha 17 rakats. We learnt it, we wrote the exam, we passed the exam, and when was the last time we read 17? So the 17 rakats is only for the examination. I passed the exam and there was it. Was the last time I read 17 rakats? Can't remember. At least now in Ramadan. It is now in Ramadan, whether it be 15 or 17. As we mentioned before, the farz of Isha, we have a choice, 2 or 4. It's, we call them mustahab or it's nafil. We can read those 2 or the 4. Then after Salatul Isha, we have the 2 sunnat, 2 nafil, 3 witr, 2 nafil. That makes complete 17. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more or less, the person who performs 4 rakats after the farz of Isha, every day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, any day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the reward equal to performing it on Laylatul Qadr. And I imagine the month of Ramadan, nafil is equal to farz. How much more reward? This greed has to come in the heart. Why should I get left behind? Why should I get left behind? Look at, he's doing it. And here, our Shaykh says also, we should feel in our heart something, not jealousy, envy. I envy him, look at him. He's doing more than me, what's stopping me right now? Then we make excuses, he's very pious, he's a buzruk, and he's just, because we're lazy. So we make all this, you're a buzruk, you're Allah wala, you got a khilafat, and you're close to your... But why don't you do the same thing? Who's stopping you? But you make it a mockery. But you also go ahead, you can also do it. You can also put your head down. So no use making excuses in a deeny tone. These are very pious people now, they are doing it. I can also do it. I also have the sin, I'm not ma'zur. Something wrong with me. So I can also do it. So usually the boys, when we encourage them also, so we ask them how difficult it is to read 2 more rakats. If you go to the gym, they say do 20 reps, 10 reps. 50, up and down, inhale, exhale, and we'll do it. But for salah, body gets very heavy. Just can't make it. Just can't make it. But if you make an alarm now, brothers, you're serving ice cream upstairs. 100 meter sprint, all gone. Yes, subhanAllah, the sleep went away also. Tiredness to went away also. But two rakat namaz, we're tired tonight. So the greed has to come in the heart. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when the pure muhajirin came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ذَهَبَ أَهْلَ الدُّثُورُ بِالْأُجُورُ. All of you of Allah, the rich ones, the fluent ones, they're going ahead with the reward. They're going far ahead, they are spending in the path of Allah, they have the wealth. Look at the Sahaba ikram. All of you of Allah, they're going ahead, we're getting left behind. We don't have that amount of wealth. So that concern, that figure came in there, that this now is a race is on. If they're going to beat us now in spending, we're going to beat them in something else. Give us something. Give us something that we can challenge them also. We don't have the wealth, but tell us something that we can do to at least be on par with them or outdo them. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told them that if you want to outdo the rich ones, they recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This Quran terms these wazaif or these tasbihat as wal baqiyatu salihat. Those good a'mal that will remain perpetually. The riwayat comes also. When the person recites Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, then these kalamat, they go to the arsh of Allah and they make tawaf of the arsh of Allah. And they have a sound. Dawiyun kadawiyin nahli. They have the sound like the buzzing of a bee. And they praise the one that has recited them in the front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah. But the wazaif, we hear them by making gush, read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But now we know the gush, now the cell phone will come up. Important call. This is most important. These are baqiyatu salihat. When Ilyas Rahimullah gave us a complete syllabus, all this he put in there. We get the rewards, we're going for gush, returning istighfar. So all its tasbihat are there for us to become habitual of them. And one moment in the month of Ramadan is so, so valuable. We can't waste it. Going up the stairs, Allahu Akbar. Coming down the stairs, Subhanallah. Getting the reward. It's going to the arsh of Allah, making tawaf and taking our name. So the muhajirin went to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The fluent ones, they are gone ahead. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, they recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So they were ecstatic. Now we can take them on. And they began to read. And then they returned after some time and complained again. So Nabi of Allah, the affluent Sahaba Ikram heard this, they're also reading now. Look at the greed. They're also reading now. They're spending and they're reading. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, those that will read more will go ahead even more. So challenge them now. They are reading, you read more than them. وَسَارِعُوا وَذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Challenge them. So there's no excuse that, oh, he's very pious, or he got the khilafat, or he's there to a sheikh, or he's a fomenter. Nothing is holding me back. I can also push myself. See, somebody wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, hey, he's waking up. I can wake up also. We just have to tune our mind a little bit. So many paras he's reading. You can also do it. So in dunya, alhamdulillah, we are moving many things in dunya. I'm moving many things in dunya, but in deen, I can't move myself. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they heard the virtues, they began to move. Why should we be left behind? In the month of Ramadan, especially, we have the few moments left. How much we can do? We must start our qazai umri also, start reading it. And as Hazrat says also, we have our surah set already, patented. Belongs to me, no problem. Inna atina qul huwa Allah, but read it. Start reading the qaza namazes. He had the riwayat of Ibn Salman rahmatullah alayh, says that he heard one of the companions, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrating. When we had won the battle of Khaybar, we began to buy and sell the booty that we had received amongst ourselves. One of us went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, and look at his ta'alluq Nabi of Allah, had a very free and a very informal relationship with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, no one has earned so much profit as I have in today's business. I made big money today. So he shared it with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So how much did you earn? Asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He replied, I kept on selling and buying till I earned a total of profit of 300 of silver. 300 silver coins, you can say. 300 silver coins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I inform you of something better than that? So here we are told also, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he would ask him about the dunya also, then he would turn the attention away from mal to a'mal. Away from dunya to akhirat. You banked it here, now bank it in akhirat also. They also, why get left behind? Make it here and make it there. Shall I inform you of something better than that? He replied, do tell me, O Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, two rakats nafil after the first salah. Two rakats nafil after the first salah is better than the gold and the silver rush also. Everybody is saying, now let's buy the silver, let's buy silver, let's buy gold. Nabi of Allah said, two rakats nafil namaz is better than all the 300 silver coins of yours. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the money of this world cannot compare with the everlasting gain of the hereafter. Our life will be prosperous if we develop our iman to an extent that the two rakats of salah in our sight is more valuable than all the riches of the world. This yaqeen has to come in our heart. That's why we have to keep these ahadith in mind. I'm reading the nafil namaz. They put you for us to encourage ourselves. Hazrat says, that if you tell the people that the two rakat namaz is more valuable than 300 silver coins, so he might forget it also. But if you tell him right now, there's 300 silver coins under the musalla in the first saf, first come, first serve, he's gone. You won't believe it. He said, really? He'll be in a masjid already. Because cash is gold, cash is king, see, money is there. We have to believe it. That's why to encourage ourselves, just think to myself, every two rakats, 300 silver coins. 300, people can buy it, I'm already buying currency of akhirat. I'm already transferring to my currency of akhirat. And one very important point, my dear brothers. Here, Hazrat Wala tells us also, this misconception or misunderstanding, we have this notion that the benefits of my a'mal, the rewards are only credit. And nobody likes udhar. See, ask for credit, then our friendship is broken. Sometimes they have on the shops, they say, don't ask for credit. So no, the benefits of ita'at and obedience is cash also. Allah will give cash and Allah will give credit also. 5 times daily salah, we know the reward in akhirat, jannat. And in dunya, Allah will make a daily bread easy for you. Zakat you are paying, I is saying that the bank balance went down. But Allah is saying, now you insured. Nothing will happen to your wealth. Going for hajj, so expensive, so much I'm going, I want to spend. So the eye is saying that your money decreased, and the cash benefit, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're spending, your liberty is poverty. Cash benefits. Everything is cash benefits. You have to have yaqeen in this. It's banked in akhirat, and I'm going to get the reward over here also. Cash Allah Pak will give me. So 300 silver coins or 2 rakats nafil salah after the farz. Salah is really a great treasure. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has therefore called it the comfort of his eyes. He has instructed us to read salah up to our last breath. Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates the last words. This is one of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the noble mothers of the Ummah. So she narrates the last words. The last words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he could hardly utter, were regarding guarding the salah and kindness towards slaves. As-salah, as-salah, amma malakat imanukum. Say, guard your salah. Look up to them. It's overwhelming the heart and the mind of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once sent a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in jihad towards Najd. They returned victorious very quickly with lots of booty. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the people envying them. That they saw what they came with, they were envying them and wondering at the quick bargain. He said, shall I inform you of a group of people who earn much more in a much shorter time? Subhanallah, minimal input and maximum output. Less time, it will make more. They already made so much and they came, but I'll show you something more than that. They are those who perform their Fajr Salah or Jamaat and remain seated till a little while after sunrise and then read 2 rakats of Salah. What an investment. Allah Ta'ala will give them more than what all these mujahideen came back with. According to Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very famous sheikh, we can acquire five things through five things. An increase in provisions through chast, that is nafil salah before midday. A light in the grave through tahajjud. Correct answers to munkar and nakir, the angels will question us in our graves through the recitation of Quran Sharif. An easy crossing of sirat, the pool sirat over Jahannam, through fasting and charity. And a place under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah through dhikr. But this is a view of Shaqiq Balkhi, a hadith sharif. Some people quote it as a hadith sharif. It's a saying of what he found when he read this. Allah Ta'ala enlightened his heart. There are many sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about salah and his virtues. There are many, inshallah, we'll discuss them as we go on. That what are the rewards of salah? And when a person begins to make an effort in his salah, and here also, oh, beloved Shaykh Ramah Barakatuh will say that so many years we are performing salah, it is by now we should have the desire to learn the translation of the surah we recite every day. Please go and learn the translation and then see how we enjoy our namaz. And then a little bit of tafsir also. What a surah Kawthar, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, what was the incident behind it? Surah Kafirun, what was the incident behind it? So the famous or the surahs that we recite often, at least we go through them and learn the tarjumah. So salah becomes the salah of our heart, not just to finish it. Like tonight we heard also in the salah of Taraweeh, Surah Dahar. And the Imam said how emotional he got in Surah Dahar. If only we knew the translation of it. What was he reading? What was he so emotional about? Quran is like that. It's full of emotion. The Arabic language is also full of emotion. If only we knew, then salah won't just become dry and brittle. Salah become enjoyable. So a little bit, they make an effort to understand it. We'll just share with the brothers a bit also. We can't go too much into detail, we don't have the time. But just to give us a bit an overview. The overview of Surah Dahar. Here the Shaykh Rahimullah has mentioned in Fazail al-Sadaqat. The Shaykh Rahimullah, Allah Ta'ala's fazl upon him was amazing. Whatever you want to find, he already has documented it. Whether it's Fadail or Sadaqat, Fazail Amal. We just have these two kitabs, Alhamdulillah, and Bishi Zibar, and a Sirat Kitab, a Sunnah Kitab, our deen is done. This kitab, Fadail or Sadaqat, the Shaykh Rahimullah wrote this kitab, and amongst his contemporaries was Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah, a great muhaddith, commentator of hadith, the one that established bin Nuri town Darul Ulum. And they both were contemporaries. When we had the Shkil in Benori town also, we met Dr. Naushad Sahab. So we were leaving the madrasa. So he mentioned to us, you can see the stairs over here of the madrasa. Like how we have a great street masjid. That the shops right around, and this Darul Ulum is in the center. So these stairs over here were those stairs upon which Allama Yusuf Benori would sit the entire day when he heard that the Sheikh is coming. Like a little boy, he would wait. You say, Hazrat, you're sitting here? There goes a small boy, says, the Shaykh is coming. I want to be the first one to meet him. Although they were contemporaries, himself was a Shaykh al-Hadis. And when they used to meet, like little boys, when you meet your cousins, so excited to meet one another. And now we can sit, we can talk hadith, fiqh, tafsir, the enjoyment they had. So he would say, he would keep this kitab, Fadail al-Sadaqat, at his headside. And every night he would read. And somebody asked him, Hazrat, you keep this kitab on your headside? The Shaykh is your contemporary, you just as equal to him. He says, this kitab, I sense a nur from the arsh of Allah comes upon this kitab. When I read, it's a different effect altogether. What Hazrat wrote this kitab with, the purity of heart. And the amount of, as the students of deen, this kitab, if you see the amount of references, where and where the Shaykh has quoted from, it might take us a lifetime. But just to look for all these references that he put together. Then the story is at the end of it. But just a glimpse, my dear brothers, of tonight's Taraweeh, Surah Dahar. And what is in Surah Dahar is quite lengthy. You won't have the full time possibly to finish the entire tafsir of it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and the love for it. So here the Shaykh brings ayat number 34. Ayat number 34, the heading, the drink of Jannah. This time we will have refreshments also and some drinks. So before that, let's have this one, inshallah. And really get refreshed. For the drink of Jannah, ayat number 34, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. We heard it tonight. كَافُورَ, كَمْفَ. Then we heard different words, زَنْجَبِيلَ, جِنْجَبِيلَ. These are all Jannati drinks. So the translation, certainly the pious shall drink from a cup, the pious shall drink from a cup which has the mixture of camphor, a spring from which the slaves of Allah drink, causing it to gush out plentiful, to whichever direction they wish. They fulfill the oaths and fear a day, whose evil is widespreading. نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا have نَخَافُ the fear that day. That the evil will be widespreading. And they feed the poor. وَيُطْعِمُونَ ta'am, they feed the poor, the orphan and the prisoner for the love of Allah. لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ for the love of Allah they feed. And they say, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We heard, you might know it also. What does it mean? لَا نُرِيدُ. لَا نُرِيدُ means that we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We wish no reward. لَا نُرِيدُ, we wish no. We wish no جَزَاءً reward, وَلَا شُكُورًا or thanks from you. We do it only for the sake of Allah. We don't want to hear Jazakallah khair also. We're doing it and we disappear. We don't want to hear Jazakallah khairan. The person says to someone, Jazakallah khairan. The Hadith Sharif says that you have rewarded him. We have rewarded him fully what is done for you. The Sahaba Ikram was such, they didn't want to hear the Jazakallah khairan. It means now I got the reward in dunya already. I want it in akhirat. So we'll read ahead in this riwayat also. Why you are reading this kitab, you should be reading at night in ta'aleem at home. If you read in ta'aleem, then we know the riwayat is here also. Certainly we fear from our Rabb a day, and that will be severe and extremely bitter. Therefore Allah has saved them from the evil of that day. The translation continues, Allah has saved them from the evil of that day and made them find brightness and joy. نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Now they'll find brightness and joy, and has rewarded them because they were patient. They had sabr. What Allah will give them a garden and clothing of silk, reclining against couches. They'll be sitting on sofas and couches. They'll be relaxing now in Jannah. In dunya, they toiled. Now they can relax on the lazy boys, no problem. Now you can relax. They will not find there the heat of the sun or the bitter cold. Its shade will be close to them, and the bunches of fruits will hang low. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا. When they look at the bunch, it will just come towards them. They just pluck it. They just have to look at it. It won't be far off. The bunches of fruits will hang low at their command. Utensils of silver are passed and served for them, and glasses of crystal, such crystal that is of silver. Imagine you enter a house, now there is crystal everywhere. What a layout this was. Allah says in Jannah to be all crystal, and that too of silver. They themselves will measure it according to their desire, how much they want to drink. قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا. How much they want to drink, they will measure it. They will have a drink from a cup flavored with zanjabil. They will have a drink from a cup flavored with zanjabil, ginger. It will be a spring named salsabil. Young lads, ghilmanun. The young lads, the perpetual youth will serve them. These will be their khadims. Other ayahs of Quran is mentioned also, that the people of Jannah, that they will get together as friends. And mutaqabilin, they'll be facing one another on their couches, and be relaxing and reclining. And the drink will be served, and they'll be laughing. And like how in dunya friends get together. We don't this time to finish up also in Jannah, it'll continue forever. And they'll be served, and the khadis will be there, and the fruits and the drinks. And every bite you take, the flavor is different. The enjoyment will be different. Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says, young lads, your perpetual youth will serve them. When you see them, you will think them to be scattered pearls, meaning they'll be absolutely handsome and beautiful. When you look, you will see favors and an enormous kingdom. Their clothing will be fine green silk and coarse silk. They will be made to wear bracelets of silver. Their Rabb will quench their وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. But this is the third ayat in regards to the drink of Jannah. So their Rabb will quench their thirst with a pure drink. And it will be said to them, certainly this is your reward. Your efforts on earth are being appreciated, accepted. Allah will say, your efforts and your toil is much appreciated. This is the reward for it. We just read a word of tafsir to understand that there are three types of drinks that people of Jannah will drink. Three types of drink they will enjoy in Jannah. The ayah describes three types of drinks, the quality of each drink and the way in which it will be served. Subhanallah. People, they will do some booking somewhere. Is there access to the, what lounge is it with? Executive lounge. So we want the executive lounge, slow lounge, whatever lounge it is now. There now we've got a variety of drinks. So you can imagine in Jannah now, what a lounge that will be. When Allah Ta'ala will give you access to His lounge, starting from under the arsh of Allah. And then you have the little boy serving you. The first ayah says that the pious will drink it themselves. The second says that they will be offered a drink by the servants. Like scattered pearls will be. While in the third it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will present the drink to them. Allah will make them drink it. You can imagine that drink now. And Allah ta'ala will make them drink Himself. Probably this may refer to three types of pious people. The common people, the better ones, and the highest class. Allah ta'ala make us amongst the highest class. As we mentioned yesterday also, our Shaykh says, we are the third class. We just link up with the first class. When the first class will stop, that is where we'll reach also. And these ayat, the greatness and honor of the pious have been mentioned, which they shall earn by doing good deeds, especially feeding the poor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran, Allah ta'ala complains also, Surah Ar-Rayth al-Ladhi wa la yahuddu ala ta'amil miskeen. That they give no encouragement to feed the miskeen and the poor. Allah loves. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, Allah, the hadith and the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma ja'alni miskeena, wa mitni miskeena, wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakeen. Allahumma ja'alni miskeena, wa Allah make me among the miskeen, the poor ones. And Allah raised me on the day of Qiyam with the miskeen also. Zakim Sahib would quote this dua, then he would say that, Gabrao, don't be fearful, I can see you are scared to make this dua already. Nobody has become miskin. He said, what the Hadith Sharia means, Ya Allah, although you may give me riches, but let me be like how the poor ones are, humble. Make me like the humble poor ones, not give me poverty. Allah, make me like them in sifat and quality. I may be a multi-millionaire, but I'm a simple man. Nobody will even know the person is so wealthy. Allah, make me like that. And the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, raise me with them also. Why? Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to the wealthy ones among Sahaba Ikram that because of your wealth you will enter 500 years after the poor ones. 500 Jannati years. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, when he had a consignment that came to Madinat al-Munawwara, about 300 camels laden with goods or more. When he entered Madinat al-Munawwara, the entire ground was shaking. 300 camels. We know Qurbani time, how many sheep? You don't see so many sheep one time also, somebody is selling. But there's 300 camels. So the Aisha Riyana asked the Khadima, her attendant, what's happening? What's the commotion? And she went to see this Abdurrahman bin Auf. What do you say? 300 containers came. 300 containers. So the Aisha made a statement that I've heard Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saying, Abdurrahman bin Auf will crawl to Jannah because of the weight of his wealth. This reaches ears. He came to Aisha radiallahu anha and asked, did you hear this from Nabi Ali? He said, yes, I heard it. So if that is the case, 300 camels, sadqa in the path of Allah. Sadqa in the path of Allah. And in the battle of Tabuk, how much he gave? 100 horses, 200 horses, 100 camels, 200 camels, and it has increased. Laden, equipped. How many mujahideen? Right? They also equipped. And he just gave, and he just gave, and Nazir Uthman, radiallahu anhu, how much he gave also. So Nabi of Allah mentioned, if Uthman does no nafil after today, no problem. He's given so much in the path of Allah. Doesn't do nafil also, he's already got the reward of it. So to feed the miskin, especially feeding the poor for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we had perfect iman and really believe in these promises, every one of us would have liked to follow the example of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who gave away everything in his house for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving behind only the barakat of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ayat mention a few things which we need some explanation. There will be fountains which the people of Jannah would cause to flow. There will be fountains which the people of Jannah would cause to flow to any place they like. That is, show the finger and that fountain will flow in that manner. Mujahid rahimahullah explains that those fountains will flow to any point and in any direction that they wish. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says that they will have drinks which have a mixture of kafur and a seed of fragrant musk, and the water of the fountains will flow in any direction they wish. Ibn Shawzab rahimahullah says that those people who will have gold rods, will have gold rods in their hands, with which they will point to the direction in which the fountain should flow, and that then will happen. That Allah Ta'ala will give them control over those fountains of pure wine and pure water. The second tafsir, Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says, they fulfilled the oath means they followed every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the command was of Allah Ta'ala was, they fulfilled the oath. That is why they have been called abrar, the pious ones. They fulfilled the oath of obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mujahid rahimahullah says that the oath means they promise to do a good deed for the sake of Allah, like fasting, i'tikaf, it takes another. For the sake of Allah, I'll give so much sadaqah. For the sake of Allah, I'll make i'tikaf. For the sake of Allah, I will perform so many rakats of salah. Ikrama says it means spending to show things. It means spending to show thanks. Spending to show, that's the oath. It will spend to show thanks to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that he had taken an oath to kill himself for the sake of Allah. That oath is taken, which is not correct. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with something else and could not properly attend to him. The man understood his silence as permission for completing his oath. I've taken an oath, and got up and went to kill himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know what the man was about to do and said, thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created such people in my ummah who are so serious about fulfilling their oaths. He'll take his own life because he made an oath in the name of Allah, and he ordered the man not to kill himself, but to slaughter 100 camels instead. Third tafsir, the feeding of prisoners, refers to those kuffar who had become prisoners in different battles. There were no Muslim prisoners at that time. When the feeding of non-Muslim prisoners carries such a reward, Allah speaks in Quran Sharif about it, the reward for Muslim prisoners will be far greater. Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the prisoners of Badr who were kuffar, almost 70 of them. He brought them to Madinatul Munawwar, and amongst them was his uncle Abbas, his son-in-law also, was also among the prisoners of Badr. Seven great Sahaba ikram, namely Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Ali, Zubair, Abdul Rahman, Sa'ad and Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhum, were very generous in spending money on their food. They fed these kuffar. They spent upon them, although they were non-Muslim, they fed them. The Ansar said, we fought those prisoners for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and you are looking after them so nicely. And now, we are the prison board. The prisoners over there. I might think, why contribute there? These guys were chores, men. They came broken our houses, now we must feed them for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, and look at what happened to Sahaba Ikram. That's why tafsir is so beautiful for us to understand. Now we read that there's only one ayah, but look at the tafsir. So we all are feeding them so nicely. Then the 19 ayat beginning with Inna al-Abrar were revealed, praising those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who looked after the prisoners. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to show kindness towards prisoners. Kuffar, the reward spending on Muslim prisoners must be much greater. Ibn Jurayj rahimahullah says that there were no Muslim prisoners at the time when these ayat were revealed, only the kuffar or prisoners, but still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave orders for taking care of them. Abu Razin rahimahullah says that once he was with Shaqiq ibn Salama rahmatullah alayhi when a few of the prisoners passed that way. And Shaqiq told him to give something as sadqa to the prisoners, and he read the above ayat. Now the last people we able to give will give prisoners. They won't give them. In our country, we say, why spend on them? But look at our deen, just spending upon them will win their hearts. We don't know. Something will hit him. And his heart will change. We'll conclude this, inshallah. We will have a break, inshallah. In the next ayat, we wish for no reward or thanks. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. Sahaba Ikram will say this, we wish for no reward, no thanks. It means that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not like to have any type of reward at all for their good deeds in this life, even in the form of dua or thanks. But this is the person now who did the favor. But the person to whom the favor is done to, he must thank them. He can't use this now. I don't want to thank you. He must say, Jazakallah khairan. But we have some time now, somebody sends something and they say, no, they didn't even reply or say they received. They didn't say Jazakallah also. They didn't say Jazakallah also. So you shouldn't have this temperament. We'll get our reward by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They wanted the total reward in the akhirah. Look at the temperament of Aisha radiallahu anha. So the Aisha radiallahu anha, the Umm Salama radiallahu anha, gave instructions to the person who took the sadaqah to the poor. They gave instructions to the Sadim who took the sadaqah to the poor to quietly listen to what they said after receiving it. They come and report to us. After you gave the sadaqah, what did they say? When the poor made dua for the respected ladies radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they used to make the same kind of dua, etc. for the poor. Why? They paid us already. So let us make a dua for them, which they don't know about is a repayment. To tally it off, so we'll get the reward in akhirat only. Saying that it was a return for what the poor had said, so that the sadaqah will only be for the akhirat. That Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his son Abdullah radiallahu anhuma also did the same. Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi said that if the giver of the sadaqah waits for the poor person to come to him, that will not be real generosity. Ni'am al amir ala bab al faqir. How excellent the poor man at the door of the... How excellent the rich man at the door of the poor man. He goes to his house, he buys the groceries and he serves it to him. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. We hear that the riwayat of Hazal Amal, where he was making Gashi Madina Manawara and into the outskirts, and he sees an old lady with her children and she complains, where is Amirul Mu'mineen? My children are crying of hunger, doesn't care about us, and he's Amirul Mu'mineen. When he heard about this, she's a widow with so many children, he came to Baitul Mal, he loaded the flour and the ghee and some khajur. And he called his slave Aslam, let's go and deliver this, but put it on my back. I will carry it, Amirul Mu'mineen. I will take it myself personally. Oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, let me help you. Oh, Aslam, will you carry my burden on the day of Qiyamah? I will carry the bag. Then he goes himself. How the riwayat says, then he lit the fire, he put the pot on, he put the flour in there, he put the ghee, he put the khajur, and he made the porridge himself. And the riwayat says, you will see even the steam of the pot went through his thick beard also. And he prepared the entire meal and he served it to the children. And he sat there, listening, looking at the joy on their faces. There is Amirul Mu'mineen. Ni'am al-Amir ala bab al-Faqir. The truly generous person is he who completes his duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going himself to the doors of the poor people. Does not expect any thanks for that because he hopes the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benches of the fruits of Jannah obeying the commands means that they will reach whenever and wherever the people of Jannah wish them to reach. Bara bin Azib rahmatullah alayhi says, radiallahu anhu says, the people of Jannah will be able to eat fruits as they wish while sitting, standing or lying down. Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi says, if they wish to have fruit while standing, the bunch should bend and appear in front of them, just within their reach. It will bend lower if they wish to eat it while sitting, and it will bend still lower if they like to eat it while lying down. He also said, the ground of Jannah is made of silver, its dust is musk, the roots of its trees are made of gold, their branches and leaves are made of pearls and jasper, with the fruit hanging in between them. Subhanallah, this is Jannah. As it says, try to envisage this in your mind, and then tell yourself, and Hazrat explains also, he says, we build our palatial homes, Allah Ta'ala has given us, but even the cement comes on your fingers and your clothes is dirty. And then we've got to doll it up also. Whereas Jannah for now, he says, is absolutely genuine. Nothing is dirty there. One brick of pure gold and silver. Nothing fake. There's no fake, everything is absolutely genuine. So Hazrat will say, you must convince yourself that things are better that side. I'm just passing through here. Things are better that side and we making effort for Jannat. If the people of Jannah would like to eat the fruit while standing, they would have no problems in reaching. This is now standing only for people of Jannat. As we mentioned this morning, nobody is an advanced Jannati that I can stand and eat over here. Here we must sit. We'll sit here, then we can stand there, inshallah. If they wish to have it while sitting or leaning on their beds, it would bend down for them. Find just a few lines left. Such crystal that is of silver means that the silver, here we like all these things in dunya, silver, glitter, glamour. So Hazrat says, no problem. No problem, go and see it also. You know, buy it, Allah has given the means, buy it. But at the same time, convince yourself and realize and think, Ya Allah, if this is so enjoyable to have, this meal, or this type of dinner set, or this crystal, or gold, or silver, if this is so enjoyable and appealing and makes me happy, what jannat must be about it? So Hazrat will call it now. He says, yes, if you want it, we can afford it without opulence and extravagance and being boastful, then you may have it and realize that all this that you're enjoying and seeing in reality is only window shopping for jannat. It's only window shopping. So don't get stuck over here. I have got everything. It's only window shopping. This is so enjoyable. Allah is giving you a taster only. Don't get stuck only with the taster. Make sugar for it and aspire for jannat now. Ya Allah, this is so enjoyable. What jannat must be about? So the heart must be there. And we just enjoy this by the way. I mean, shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So crystal also, it is of silver, means that the silver will be clear, see-through. How that will be now? Allah will make it like that. Clear, see-through silver, like glass. And now we know, people are building modern homes, big pieces of glass. It's now the in thing. And the homes of Jannah will be like that. Like the riwayat say, that the homes of Jannah will be such that you can see the inside from outside. And you can see the outside from inside. Big pieces of glasses it will be. And how beautiful it will be. Obviously, you have your own privacy there too. But how beautiful it will be. So already now, this here in dunya is window shopping for Jannat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that in this life, silver is as thin as a fly's wing. You will not be able to see through it, but in Jannah, the silver cups will be clear. It has been said that in this life, there are examples of everything found in Jannah. The examples of everything found in Jannah, you'll find something in this worldly life except the cups of silver. That you won't get over here. No matter how much insan will be advanced in technology, this you won't be able to make a cup of silver which is clear. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says that if all the experts in the world work together to make a see-through cup of this type, they will fail to do so. This is reserved only for the people of Jannat in Jannat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that an incident relating to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, which will be mentioned later in the book, occasioned the revelation of these ayat. It could be that these ayat were revealed in consequence of more than one incident that took place. Sometimes some ayat were revealed multiple times also, but multiple incidents behind them. In that case, it applies to all such incidents. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to spend in the path of Allah and to have the shauq and desire for Jannat, inshallah. Now is the time where the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of Jannat are open. These are the nights to make the dua. Ya Allah, free our necks, our parents, our spouses, our children from the fire of Jahannam and write our names among the people of Jannah. Once our name come there, then Allah Ta'ala will give us tawfiq to do Jannati A'mal also. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them and give us tawfiq inshallah. SubhanAllah. Bihamdihi.